Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. Today we'll hear performances by The Rosebuds, Oliver Future, The Unbearables, Patricia Vaughn, and Southpaw Jones. Let's begin with an eerie tale of one very unusual night, when objects first appeared in the sky that people thought were fireflies at first. But these approaching lights were something more powerful, more overwhelming, more deadly. For, unbeknownst to those wide-eyed witnesses pointing upward, the Furies had arrived. That's only the beginning of the highly imaginative story on the Rosebud's 2007 album, Night of the Furies, released on the Merge Records label. This is the third album for the Rosebuds, a husband and wife duo from Raleigh, North Carolina, and it delivers some fantastic, dark, danceable tracks that call to mind moody 80s British pop, just a tad more sinister. This is great work from this team, which consists, by the way, of Ivan Howard and Kelly Crisp. The best thing about the Rosebuds is their hunger to create something different with each album they make. They're not resigned to making one type of music. You can clearly hear the difference in their last two albums, and Night of the Furies is definitely a more dance-influenced piece out of the three. When they visited Studio 1A, they performed acoustic versions of some tracks from this album. Here are the Rosebuds.
Blame, and we wait. freeway. The silence by the lakeside, we wait for their land. And we wait less than
The Rosebuds with Silence by the Lakeside. Oliver Future is a band that isn't shy about discussing their musical influences. As vocalist and guitarist Noah Litt once put it, they practically wear their heroes on their sleeves. The Beatles, David Bowie, The Beach Boys, U2, all of whom have been a tremendous inspiration to the quintet originally from Austin. However, the L.A.-based Oliver Future soon found an outlet in the sounds of soul music, particularly when it came to expressing emotions of heartache and bruised egos. Just listening to recordings by Aretha Franklin and Otis Redding opened their minds to a different approach in their own music. It was time to simplify and stick to the basics. Here is Oliver Future performing a track from their 2007 album, Pax Futura, called The Second.
Yelling from the parlor walls is shrill. Pundits, punditry, advice is nil. Sunday morning, nothing's too easy. Figuring out which one of you to believe.
Dating, dressing as fast as we're fading, and it's a matter of old ways, messing up new things. Fess up, it's only a game of dress up, and all this matter is boiling, and it's sobering.
When you sold me out, I didn't care. 'Cause when they come for me, I won't be there. Not Sunday morning, not anymore.
Dated, progressing as fast as we're fading, and it's a matter of old ways, messing up new things. Fess up, it's only a game of dress up, and all this matter is boiling, and it's sobering.
You never bothered to tell me the rules. You never bothered to tell me the rules. You never bothered to tell me the rules.
Dated, progressing as fast as we're fading, and it's a matter of always messing up new things. Fess up, it's only a game of dress up, and all this matter is
boiling. So you get up, you throw up your hands, 'cause it's set up. It's all over and it's being sober, and it's over.
All Oliver Future with The Second from the album Pax Futura. It's been said that this album is basically a love story of LA outcasts, stemming from the frustrations and dilemmas the band members experienced as they made their transition to their adopted city. And now, we bring to you an epic tale of zombie love. Zombies need love too, you know. But that's only scratching the surface of the remarkable and hilarious zombie rock opera that Austin band The Unbearables first presented in October 2006. The unusual subject matter could have been daunting for a band that admits enjoying writing songs about historical figures and geometry concepts, but that's hardly the case for this unique outfit. They have some great rock and pop songs to their credit, and their rock opera Just One Bite is no exception. The original Unbearables quartet evolved into a 10-piece ensemble to create the monumental sounds in this piece, complete with horn, flute, and harmonies that have taken the Unbearables sound to new levels. The Unbearables paid a visit to Studio 1A for a special Radio Without Borders performance and to share a little zombie romance. This is The Unbearables with There's a Whole Lot of People Here.
Maybe you'll meet a girl in the line for the beer tonight. I try to have a time, you know. You gotta be smart enough not to think too much tonight. Try not to be uptight, you know. Let myself go, but oh, it's a me and it's just not right. But I have to wait to say hello. Tell a joke, wish I'd been one in here. Talk to me before. Ooh. It doesn't happen anymore. Ooh. I think I see her over there, and all I can do is stare. There's a whole lot of people. Hope we brought enough to eat. Ho! Someday when this has all gone away, I might just find space to say it's on my mind. This has all gone away. I just find space to say it's on my mind. So this has all gone away. I just find space to say it's on my mind. So this has all gone away. I just find.
The Unbearables, performing There's a Whole Lot of People Here from their 2006 zombie rock opera, Just One Bite. To promote the release of their production, members and friends of The Unbearables took to the streets in Austin dressed as, you guessed it, zombies. Nothing like a vacant stare and a little drooling to publicize your music. Time to move onward from rock operas to Tex-Mex rock. Austin singer-songwriter Patricia Vaughn is a bilingual force to be reckoned with. Vaughn effortlessly moves from rock and roll to more traditional music styles in Spanish without skipping a beat. She's attributed this mixture of genres to the environment she grew up in, from listening to her mother's Spanish folk music to all the albums in her brother's record collections. Vaughn delivers music that takes the listener south of the border, mariachi style, to searing Western-inspired roots rock. Many of the songs on her 2005 sophomore effort, Guitars and Castanets, were co-written with her husband, musician Robert LaRoche, who also provides guitar and background vocals. Here is Patricia Vaughn in Studio 1A, performing a track from that album called La Gitana de Triana.
La gitana de Triana, con la fuerza de las campanas, Sevilla es la caña, la conquista de las almas, cruce el Guadalquivir. Ella baila por esperanza al compás de la guitarra. Ay, qué noches embrujadas con el eco de las palmas. Cruce el Guadalquivir, es la caña, oh, 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 es la caña, oh, 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 esperanza. Gitana de Triana, cruce el Guadalquivir. Ay, qué guay, vaya la gitana, vaya con Dios, vaya alegría. Ay, qué guay, vaya la gitana. Oye las palmas, por las calles de adoquincha. Es la caña, esperanza. Las palomas de paz están volando y más. Los caballos están paseando y la gitana sigue bailando y la gente está gritando. Cruza el Guadalquivir, es la caña, oh, 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 es la caña, oh, oh, esperanza gitana de Triana, cruza el Guadalquivir. Ay, qué guay, vaya la gitana, vaya con Dios, vaya alegría,
vaya con Dios.
Ay, qué guay, vaya la gitana. Oye las palmas por las calles de adoquín.
es la caña,
¡olé!
Esperando. Es la caña, oh, 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 es la caña, oh, 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 esperanza.
Gitana de Triana,
luz del Guaralguere.
Es la caña,
luz del Guaralguere.
Esperanza,
luz del Guaralguere.
Es la caña,
luz del Guaralguere. Cruza, esperanza, cruza la gitana. Cruza, es la caña, la gitana baila.
Patricia Vaughn with La Gitana de Triana, a song from her 2005 album, Guitars and Castanets. For our final performance, we turn to the left-handed guitar player who prefers to use an upside-down right-handed guitar. It's just better that way for Southpaw Jones, undeniably an Austin favorite. He's known for his uncanny ability to take a controversial subject or an absolutely heart-achingly sad story and inject it all with a sense of humor that catches his audience completely off guard. Who knew that unrequited love, loneliness, or even heavy political subject matter could be done with such sardonic flair? That's Southpaw Jones for you. He's lived in Houston, Nashville, and Los Angeles, but is now quite happy to call Austin home. He doesn't deny going out of his way to make his listeners uncomfortable, but guarantees a good time for them while doing so. Here is Southpaw Jones in Studio 1A, doing what he does best.
Breaks, Mary's dress tears. It finally fits in with the rest of what she wears. She's clumsy, never took ballet, and she never made it in legitimate film. Two college courses in the back of her mind are fading fast along with how to be kind. She's graphite, facing some stiff truth, since she never made it in legitimate film. C's on her report card, see her try in vain. She never shagged off screen. She never bowed down to they pay her bills along with freelance burlesque. Her friends say she deserves better. Still, she should forget about legitimate film. And she knows it's true when she's alone and tired. It will not hold her back from trying to get high. But she's too old, there'll be no breakthrough, and she'll never make it in legitimate film. D's on her report card, D cups hold her down. Decent, yes, but desperate. Descent from clouds to the ground. Thank you. a weekend warrior wearing last year's suit. He sits behind her on the morning commute. He's 50, open to most things, a widower and a divorcee. He still wears both rings. He eats chocolate-covered raisins. He drinks half-calf Joe-O. Smiles at every stranger and says, "What do you know?" He's humble, and I bet he won't care that she never made it in legitimate film. Besides, whoever makes it in legitimate.
Southpaw Jones performing legitimate film. Thanks again for listening to Radio Without Borders. Special thanks go to Lauren Burton, Jay Trachtenberg, and Teresa Ferguson for their input and assistance with this program. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.